A former client once told me how her husband of 30 years and the father of her children had at one point seemed totally perfect. Even when he was at home with the family, he was mostly a decent guy, she said. She told me he was actually pretty easy to live with, and obviously this made me wonder exactly why she signed up for sessions with me in the first place, because it wasn't the usual narcissist story. Well, the guy was prominent in his community and pretty well known at their church to be a decent, generous person. He regularly went on mission trips with his men's group, and he was loved by all who knew him. And until fairly recently, my client said, she was happy. But as it turned out, things weren't quite as rosy as they'd appeared. It seemed he'd been having affairs for the majority of his marriage, and his wife had recently learned that he'd been introducing their kids to some of his conquests. And this guy wasn't just like a one-night stand kind of man. Turned out he would have long-term relationships with these women. In fact, the client confessed there had been a situation several years earlier where a woman contacted her and said he'd been living with her for the past decade in a different state. Now, it turned out that at least some of these mission trips he'd been so dutifully attending were actually a cover for his need to go live with his mistress. Yeah. He got so good at it that the mistress in this case actually believed she was the only one for most of that decade. She was completely bowled over when she finally found out the truth that she was actually the other woman. She ended the relationship just as soon as she found out. Props to her, right? But my client thought maybe that would be the end of it. They worked through it. Well, she had now learned that he was with a new woman, and that's why she called me. He met this woman at a local bar, and my client was done. Well, this particular narcissist turns out to have been especially skilled with manipulation and hiding, to the point that he'd managed to have, the client later learned, several other long-term relationships within the time they'd been married. And thanks to his manipulation, he'd also managed to turn their children against the mother, blaming her for all of his affairs, despite the fact that she was a very loving and devoted wife. Worse, he had somehow managed to convince all their friends and extended family members that his cheating was somehow warranted. So rather than supporting her when she needed it the most, they shunned her and supported the cheater and his new source of supply, which the narcissist, of course, paraded in front of his wife without shame or remorse. Obviously, this was a rather extreme example of a cheating narcissist who clearly had a double life going on, without a doubt. But many narcissists have a need to cheat on their partners, and as research suggests, often, even when things seem to be good in their marriages, they still do it. And their reasons for cheating, as well as the behavior around this infidelity, are different than your average person. If you're concerned that your partner is or might be cheating on you, or you've experienced this in the past, you're going to want to stick around for today's video, because that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. Why narcissists cheat on their partners and the signs of a narcissist who is cheating on you. So let's get started. Narcissists are well known to be disrespectful to their partners and anyone who's close to them. Their marked lack of empathy makes it possible for them to actively cheat without remorse. For the most part, a narcissist's primary focus is on getting their needs met. And one of their biggest needs, sadly, is for narcissistic supply. While narcissistic supply isn't just about physical intimacy, it can certainly be a big part of it in many cases. So, we're going to talk about how narcissistic cheating is different. And that's going to involve something I like to call secondary supply. See, unlike your average player or pickup artist, many narcissists become habitual cheaters in their relationships. This is one way that narcissists can be different when it comes to cheating. Because rather than having a one-night stand here or there, a narcissist needs the supply provided by a secondary partner, such as the one I mentioned at the beginning of the video. In addition to getting their extramarital physical needs met, this secondary partner can provide emotional supply as well. In some cases, it can get as serious as the example mentioned earlier, where the narcissist creates an entire double life involving the secondary supply. Published research, which I'll link to in the description below, tells us that someone who is a narcissist is more likely to have an extramarital affair and is more likely to be okay with infidelity, and this is even true when they're happy with their partner in the current relationship. Yeah. The secondary supply and the double life setup offers the narcissist a little something extra, another person to control and manipulate. Someone who, in many cases, doesn't know them quite as well and is maybe more willing to look past some of their flaws than a longer-term live-in supply, like a spouse who they have kids with, for example. This person might be a little younger or less established or not. and they might give the narcissist this ego boost a little more directly than your standard supply, and more often than the emotionally numb spouse who's at home worrying about them, taking care of their kids, and doing their laundry, or whatever they're doing. And the secondary supply may also be one of several members of the narcissist's own private little harem. What, you never heard of the narcissistic harem? Hold on, I'll tell you all about it. See, the term narcissistic harem, it actually means a group or a collection of friends or admirers, or sources of narcissistic supply, that a narcissist will kind of gather up to keep them topped up on their daily supply of love and admiration. Since no single individual person could ever fill the endless void that is the hole inside of a narcissist's soul, well, they seek to fill it with whomever and whatever they can, and often these relationships are sadly interchangeable for the narcissist. Now, one note, the harem doesn't usually include only intimate partners. It might also include friends, relatives, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, whatever. To put it more simply, a narcissistic harem is simply a group of people who are happy to stroke the ego of the narcissist as needed. And in some cases, this harem might also involve a number of virtual friends in the form of an online harem. So this might look like people in support groups or people who are sending selfies or whatever. The online harem can be the most dangerous type because they are obviously the more underhanded thing to do and easier to hide. Plus, if you think about it, it's a lot easier to manipulate someone's perception if they're only seeing your world through your eyes, which is exactly what's going to happen in the case of an online harem. Now, the question comes up a lot. Do all narcissists cheat? Despite popular opinion, not all of them cheat, and not all cheaters are narcissists. But being a toxic narcissist or having narcissistic personality disorder certainly makes cheating far more likely. And the reasons that narcissists cheat, as I mentioned, are far different than your average cheater. So we're going to kind of talk about what the differences are. Why do narcissists cheat on you? Well, for a narcissist, cheating on a partner isn't just about having sex with someone else. It can be part of it, of course. But it is also about being in control, getting narcissistic supply, and a few other things. Narcissists have a sense of entitlement that would shock most people. I'm still shocked by it sometimes. This feeling of superiority and their genuine belief that they should have the right to do whatever they want, it's a dangerous combination, my friend. Along with their known tendency toward impulsivity and the number of narcissists who are known to have a high sex drive, they are among the most likely to cheat on their partners. The other thing you have to remember here is that in their search for narcissistic supply, one of the biggest things they're seeking is validation. I know. Ironically, validation is one thing they also starve their partners of in the process of trying to get their own needs met. Combined with the excitement of an extramarital affair and the sneaking and hiding involved with it, narcissists almost can't resist the thrill. Truly, they can become almost predators who will at any cost get what they want, leading to a seriously high risk for their partners to be emotionally devastated in the process. On top of this are two other factors. Narcissists believe that they are above the rules, so they can rationalize their cheating as acceptable due to what they consider extenuating circumstances and the fact that they don't see you as a whole person. And what I mean by that is that they see you as an extension of themselves or an object. So in their minds, they might not actually think you deserve the fidelity they promised you in the beginning. Seriously. Just like the client's husband that I mentioned earlier, many narcissists are really good at putting on the mask of decency and convincing everyone around them that they're standing on high moral ground, even as they cheat on the person they once vowed to love and be faithful to. Then they gaslight and manipulate everyone involved, leaving their partner, and often also their secondary supply, with cognitive dissonance, confusion, and a completely destroyed sense of self. It is a very painful, horrible way to go, and it can make you feel like your world is ending. So now that you understand that, let's talk about the signs a narcissist is cheating on you. If you've been cheated on by a narcissist, then you understand the pain that is associated with it, right? The signs of cheating might be a little different for a narcissist than the average person who's just not being faithful. Maybe when it happened, you couldn't see it, but you might see it in hindsight. In either case, the signs were probably there all along. We're going to go over a few signs of a cheating narcissist. Number one, the narcissist tells you a sob story of how their ex cheated on them. Yeah, believe it or not, narcissists are incredibly good at playing the victim. One of the first signs that they might cheat on you will often happen very early in your relationship. If you think back, you might remember exactly what I'm talking about. Did the narcissist in your life tell you sob stories about how they were cheated on? They appear to be quite vulnerable in those moments, and this, of course, lends to you sort of rallying around them. And of course, as they see you do this, they know they're getting somewhere. Since they seem to be completely genuine when they describe the pain that they felt when their ex cheated, they're sort of tugging at your heartstrings. It can feel like you're bonding with them almost. You end up feeling so sorry for them, and you promise you'll never cheat on them as their ex did. So they like that. They don't want you to cheat. And while you feel sorry for them, you also think this means they would never cheat on you, right? The two of you end up forming what you believe is an unbreakable bond over this stuff. And then if and when they do cheat on you later in the relationship and you confront them, well, they might throw these moments back in your face. And they might act like the fact that you suggested that they might be cheating is in itself an insult. This would, in most cases, lead to you feeling bad for even thinking it, and then the narcissist feels vindicated and continues their affair unimpeded. And God forbid you should question it again. Which brings me to number two, you get accused of cheating. We all know how narcissists have a tendency to project their own bad behaviors onto us, right? Well, in this case, the narcissist will start to notice anyone in your life who could be a potential partner for you, whether or not that's true. So in some cases, they may even call out your female friends if you're a woman, or male friends if you're a man, or vice versa if you're gay. In any case, they'll accuse you of being too flirty or of wearing that outfit you love because you're trying to impress people who aren't them. In some cases, it will lead to you sort of dulling down your look in order to ease their minds. This inadvertently might also lend to your already struggling self-esteem taking a pretty big hit. And combined with the constant need to reassure the narcissist that you're not their cheating ex, you might find yourself so busy and unfocused that the narcissist finds it much easier to actually cheat on you. This particular tactic is also helpful for the narcissist because even if you do believe they're cheating on you, it's going to be difficult to actually make this accusation as you're trying to defend yourself and prove that you're not a cheater. See? And if you do, they'll claim that you're just trying to hide your own guilt by blaming them. This is kind of ironic because it's quite literally what the narcissist is doing to you in this moment. Which brings me to number three. The narcissist suddenly gets too busy and starts canceling plans. So let's say you make a plan to go out to dinner and a movie with the narcissist, and then they cancel at the last minute because an emergency came up. Or you've planned a vacation together and suddenly they have to work all week. So they tell you that, hey, you know what, honey, go ahead and go without me. After all, the deposits are non-refundable and you sure look like you could use a break. Well, what do you think? You take this as kindness, right? And compassion. And you think, oh, they're so selfless as you hop on that plane, completely clueless that they're actually going to spend the whole week with their secondary supply. Or they start taking a lot of unusual business trips or long weekend fishing trips or whatever. And you'll notice that suddenly this is something they're doing over and over again. Not only do they cancel the plans, but they might even end up disappearing for days. And then they randomly show up out of the blue, and sometimes they even apologize and promise to make it up to you. But of course, they never do. In fact, they often end up repeating the same behavior again and again. That brings me to number four. Something seems a little off about their social media stuff. Narcissists are known to create love triangles on social media. They sometimes sneak around with dating and hookup apps, and they can also be known to share fairly provocative status updates on their various profiles. You might notice that they suddenly stop using their usual accounts, and that could be an indication that they're using alternate accounts so you won't see what they're doing. Or they suddenly become friends with a new person, and or an existing friend starts suddenly liking all their photos and statuses where they didn't before. In some cases, they won't post photos of the two of you together, or they will hide their relationship status if they don't refuse to put one up at all. The social media age makes it so much easier for the narcissist to cheat and to hide their double lives. And you know narcissists, they'll take advantage any way they can. That brings me to number five, they won't let you anywhere near their phone. Whether they've always been secretive about their phone or it just recently started, a narcissist who actively hides their phone or who freaks out every time you go anywhere near it is probably hiding something from you. This could be an actual affair, or maybe it could be whatever they happen to be doing on social media. In some cases, you might find questionable messages and questionable photos, or maybe they're just hiding from you the people they're following or otherwise engaging with. In any case, when they're overly concerned about their phones and your ability to see what's on those phones, it can be a red flag. Which brings me to number six. They shove their phone in your face and dare you to find something wrong. I know. You're probably like, wait, what? Thought you just said they hide their phones. And yeah, in many cases, that's exactly what they do. But some narcissists are a little more devious than that. And in those cases, they might get really sneaky. So when you accuse them of cheating, rather than hiding their phone, they might throw it at you and say, go ahead, dig through it, see what you're gonna find. You'll find nothing. I'm doing nothing wrong, they say. In these cases, if they are cheating, they're either really on top of deleting stuff and they've made arrangements with their secondary supply to only contact them when they say so, or they have a secret secondary phone. That happens. It's true. Number 7, they change the way they spend money. So if a narcissist is cheating on you, the way they spend money might change. Maybe this is because they are now spending money trying to love bomb and woo the secondary supply, so suddenly they have no money to spend on bills or whatever else. Or if they are on the higher end of the income spectrum, they might suddenly start buying all kinds of unexpected gifts for you in order to throw you off and maybe keep you from kind of investigating them. They might also have unexplainable charges on their credit cards or in the bank account. Which brings me to number 8, you'll get a heads up. Yeah. In some cases, you're actually going to get a heads up either from an ex or from someone the narcissist has actually had an affair with. This might happen because the ex has been through what you're going through and is genuinely concerned about you. Or because maybe they're angry at the narcissist and they just want to get back at him. And in the case of the person they cheated with, well, they might tell you because they really didn't know the narcissist was married or had a partner, or just like the ex, because they're upset with the narcissist for some reason. There could, of course, be a number of reasons for such an admission, and I don't even know that that's relevant. But in any case, the important thing to remember is if you encounter someone who was cheated on by a narcissist, you know, the same one that you're seeing, or who cheated with that person, then at least consider looking into the allegations just to be safe. Those were just a few of the signs that a narcissist is cheating on you. Of course, just like any other cheater, you're also going to see certain things like a sudden concern for their appearance where there wasn't one before, or you'll see a change in their routine. Maybe they'll join a new gym, or you might notice that some stuff in the bedroom changes. They've tried new things, you don't know where they learned those things, or you'll see them being more or less intimate than before. And suddenly they might show up with a new trick, like I said, after being married 20 years, or whatever. So that leaves you with the question of, should you confront a cheating narcissist? Do you tell them what you know? Well, it's entirely up to you, of course. But you should know what to expect if you do confront a narcissist that you believe is cheating on you. So I'm going to fill you in right now, because that's how I roll. The first thing that might happen is that they will deny everything. Narcissists are known liars, and this is especially true when they might otherwise lose you as a source of narcissistic supply. You're not going to get the truth ever from a narcissist when it comes to cheating, even if you actually catch them in the act of cheating. I'm not kidding. They'll gaslight you and they'll tell you that you didn't see what you thought you saw. They will also attempt to discredit whatever information you have, as well as the source of information. Even again, if you are the source because you caught them in the act. Since they have no respect or empathy for you, they see no reason not to lie. They figure if they never admit the truth, you'll never know it. They're not giving you enough credit. Which brings me to number 2. The narcissist will blame you, say it's your fault. We all know that narcissists can't or won't take personal responsibility for like anything they do that's wrong, or that we consider wrong. In the case of cheating, they might actually blame you for their own bad behavior. I know. For example, they might say, you're too boring, or you're just not very interested in me, or they might complain that you don't spend enough time with him because maybe you have a child or something, or a job. So they'll say they had no choice. In any case, you'll be the bad guy here. Which brings me to my next point, the narcissist will rage. Yeah, when you don't agree that it's your fault, the narcissist is probably going to flip out and go into a rage. Narcissistic rage is a common reaction to not getting what they want. It's unreasonable and illogical, but the narcissist doesn't care. In many cases, their overblown emotions will convince you to shut it and accept whatever it is they're doing, and this is especially true when you aren't fully aware of what they are. When you do know, though, you might hold out using the Grey Rock method. I'll put a link for you right there. And that will lead to narcissistic injury. The narcissist will play the poor me act. Now, this is where the narcissistic injury comes in. They act like you're hurting them or like you've done something to them by accusing them of cheating. The idea that you'd actually expect them to take responsibility infuriates them. And if you don't respond to the rage in the way that they prefer, which is to bend over and accept whatever they say, well, they'll make you out to be the aggressor here. They're going to tell everyone what a terrible person you are and how mean you were to them. Don't fall for it. It's just a smear campaign and a last ditch effort to get what they want. Personally, I don't believe that you should tell them right away if you tell them at all, given that you know how they're going to react. If you do tell them, you will be unable to get the satisfaction you hope for. If you tell them before you're ready to take action, such as leaving them, well, they're going to make you completely miserable in that process and maybe even prevent it. But if you hold your cards close to your chest, you can decide when and how you tell them. And if nothing else, it gives you back a little bit of power. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you think you're being cheated on by a narcissist, or have you been before? How did that work out? What did you do, or what do you plan to do? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. If you have experienced this and you've gotten through it safely, please take a minute and leave a comment and share what you did to help our fellow survivors in this process. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.